Pregnant women and their babies faced a host of health risks, from anxiety disorders in mothers to potentially fatal genetic disorders in newborns. As we've seen maternal mortality rates rise and mothers and infants die of preventable diseases, healthcare and access to it is vitally important to new mothers and their children. Now, two Republican lawmakers are championing a package of bills that tries to recognize that importance. And I sat down with one of them, Senator Heather Carter, at the Capitol to learn more about why they say we need the Taking Care of Arizona Moms and Babies package of legislation.
Well, in Arizona, we have a physician shortage. So right off the bat, it's really difficult for our pregnant moms, many times, to even get in to see a provider. We want to make sure that we are collecting data and information related to the physician shortage. And based upon that information, we know right now that there are counties in Arizona that do not have an OBGYN in the entire county. Women are traveling hours upon hours to get into the urban areas to see their provider. So right there, that's a burden right off the bat. Even in urban areas, if you're pregnant, sometimes it takes 6 to 8 weeks to get in to see your provider. So the first thing we want to do is make sure that we have an adequate network of providers to care for our moms and eventually our moms and babies. I think another important issue that we need to talk about in Arizona is when our moms are pregnant and they present to the physician, we want to make sure that they continue their care throughout the pregnancy. We want to set them up for success. So, for example, we have a bill in place to allow them to receive dental care when they're pregnant. We know based on research that if a mom has a problem with either cavities or problems in their mouth, maybe with an abscess tooth, that sometimes that infection transfers to the baby, can cause preterm births, and can cause complications once the baby is born. So we want to make sure that bill goes in place. I have another bill that talks about diabetes education programs. Many times our moms are diagnosed with pregestational diabetes. We want to make sure that they are educated to take care of themselves in the best way they possibly can to hopefully avoid the complications with gestational diabetes. So there's a number of bills that we've put forth to address care while the mom is pregnant.
So these bills cover a lot of ground. And some of the proposals, like dental benefits for pregnant women, like making sure that infants are screened for every disease that is recommended, like these seem sort of obvious almost. Why do you think these are issues that haven't been addressed so far in our state? Like, is there still a perception out there that infants, women's issues are sort of overlooked?
Well, that's a good question, because we've been introducing the pregnant women dental benefits year after year after year. It almost made it over the finish last year, and I want to make sure that it gets into law this year. I think that's a critically important bill to make sure that it's in place for our pregnant moms. I think that many times when members of the legislature are weighing priorities, sometimes maybe they have a different priority. I happen to have a priority for our pregnant moms and our babies. So I'm hopeful that this year we'll be able to have this bill make it over the finish line and be enacted into the budget.
And some of this just has to do with access, right? Like actually access, like improving and expanding access coverage for pregnant women. Do you have the funding?
We absolutely have the funding. We're looking at a $1 billion surplus. And if you look at the statistics in Arizona, over half of the births in Arizona are to a mom that is on access. So if we can really provide health care while the mom is pregnant and she's receiving her benefits from access, then we can bring the baby to full term, have a healthy birth, and have a healthy start on life. Ultimately, I think that's critically important for the mom and the family. But it's also important for the state, because we want to make sure that we are doing everything we can to have a healthy citizenry. And then, if you want to talk about costs specifically, making sure the baby is healthy upon birth is going to save the state money in the long run. So I think this is a common sense approach to ensuring that we have a healthy population when we're talking about moms and babies.
Some other of these items that you're introducing sound like maybe a heavier lift, particularly among your own party. I'm thinking about this idea of making birth control available at pharmacies without a prescription. Why is that a key here? And maybe more importantly, do you think you have support from your party to get that through?
Well, the bill is actually sponsored by Senator Eugenti Reda. So we have support in our party. The bill was heard in the Health Committee in the Senate this morning and passed unanimously. So the testimony was compelling in committee. And when you look at what we're trying to put in place in Arizona, we're not the first state to do this. So that's why this isn't a new idea. And it makes perfect sense to ensure that women have access to birth control in an easy and cost-affordable manner.
I want to also ask about one item here, this establishing a maternal mental health advisory committee. Senator Brophy McGee, last session sponsored a bill that was focused on maternal mortality rates. Do you see a link here?
I see the common thread of trying to ensure we have healthy moms and babies in Arizona. What we're trying to do with this committee, much in the same way that Senator Brophy McGee did with her committee last year, is we're trying to bring together stakeholders from across Arizona to figure out what we can do in this state to ensure our moms have access to behavioral health. This year, behavioral health is a big topic across many different stakeholder groups. But if we drill down to just moms and moms with newborn babies, we are hearing time and time again that many moms, unfortunately, suffer from some sort of a postnatal depression, anxiety syndrome. And what we want to do is make sure they have access to behavioral health. So one of the bills that we know would work immediately is to ensure our moms that are on access go to that 6-week postpartum visit. Right now, the statistics show that only 20% of the women attend that office visit. We want to make sure that we're increasing those numbers because that's the first opportunity for us to have a conversation with the mom and ask, how's it going? You know, everybody has their own unique birth story, but then you talk about what happens after they get home. And what we're hearing is that once you're home from the hospital and you have that newborn baby, sometimes, not even immediately, but months after the birth, moms are experiencing severe depression, and we don't want moms to suffer in isolation. We want to have the support systems in place for them to be able to reach out and receive the care that they need so that they can be the best mom that they can possibly be for that child. And that's what we need to focus on in this committee, collecting data, figuring out what the system looks like, determining whether we have an adequate network of behavioral health providers to even provide this type of care. And when we have that information, then we will be able to put another series of bills forward next year to really solve some of the problems that we identify in this working group.
Do you have the governor's support on this package of bills?
The good news is the governor has been a leader in supporting moms and babies on a number of health policy initiatives. And so as we continue to roll this package out throughout this legislative session, I look forward to his support.
Senator Heather Carter, thank you so much.
My pleasure.